This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of family members of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Meanwhile, in Brussels, European foreign ministers on Monday joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state in the aftermath of the war. Pressure is increasing on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has dug in on both fronts. Israeli forces are advancing deep into western Han Yunis in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In the yard of Nasser Hospital in Han Yunis, Gazans bury their dead on Monday as Israeli warplanes drone overhead. Israeli tanks storming the main city in Gaza's south have reached the gate of this and another hospital, in the bloodiest fighting of the year so far. Abdul Karim Ahmed says he went through this at the Ashifa complex in Gaza City a few months ago, where he also buried loved ones.
We're reliving the same scenario again and burying them in the yard of the Nasser Hospital. There is no safe place.
Inside, the wounded, desperate and stricken crowd the wards and corridors. This is the only major medical complex accessible in Khan Yunis and the largest still functioning in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations criticized Russia ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on Monday to discuss Ukraine at the request of Russia.
This meeting today is another attempt by the Russian Federation to distract from its war of aggression against Ukraine.
Sergei Klitsia also condemned Iran, Belarus, and North Korea for continuing to support Russia. This is VOA News. Russian immigrants in many countries hit the streets Sunday protesting on the three-year anniversary of the imprisonment of Russia's best-known opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Richard Green narrates VOA's report from Los Angeles.
More than 250 people gathered in Beverly Hills in Los Angeles to protest the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny, the main opponent and outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny was arrested 3 years ago and has faced several sentencings since then. The protests, organized by Navalny's Anti-Corruption Foundation, took place in 120 cities worldwide. Participants chanted the slogan, "Russia without Putin." Putin is running for re-election in March. He has been either president or prime minister of Russia since 2000. Richard Green, VOA News.
On the eve of the U.S. state of New Hampshire's presidential primary, almost every top Republican Party member has lined up behind former President Donald Trump. Polls in the state suggest he leads former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley by a lot. Haley is the last major challenger standing in his way the day after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race. But analysts say most conservatives want Trump to have another chance at beating President Joe Biden, despite Trump's 2020 election loss and the 91 felony charges he faces in four separate indictments. The opening of a temple in India on Monday delivers a crucial Hindu nationalist pledge Prime Minister Narendra Modi's governing party hopes will catapult him to a record third successive term in upcoming elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People wave religious flags, throw flower petals and dance and cheer as the controversial temple to the deity Ram in Ayodhya, built on the ruins of the Babri Mosque, opens. Modi calls the moment the dawn of a new era. The mosque was demolished by Hindu mobs in December 1992, sparking nationwide riots that killed more than 2,000 people, mostly Muslims. Groups waged a decades-long court battle for the restoration of the mosque. The dispute ended in 2019 when, in a controversial decision, India's Supreme Court called the mosque's destruction a violation of the rule of law, but granted the site to Hindus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Greece on Monday said it would increase child benefits to combat a fertility crisis that has seen the population decline by 3.5% over the past decade. Ministers said starting in April, an estimated 300 families would benefit. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.